Rory and Deidre rotated off on health talks or children's stories every night. Rory was our technical person who ran our computer and fixed all the glitches that were going on. And then Darla would have opening prayer and anything else that needed to be done. So we'd start out in the day, we'd go and go through, do children's, the VBS. And then after lunch, we'd go out to the villages. And we did that for quite a while, and we went through several villages, and we came to our second to last village, and we went through, did our little like entrance thing, went through the whole village, got paraded through with drums and different things. And so we go to the village or the tent and have begin to have our meeting, and we kind of heard that they weren't really happy that we were there. We found out that it was like Hinduism is really prominent there, and most of our villages, we didn't really get a huge showing of the Hinduism as much as we did in this one, and they showed, and it's just amazing how much of an impact it has. And we start our meeting, and they said, you know, you may want to cut it short. And I said, no, we'll just go ahead and go through with our whole meeting. So we start out, they do the children's story, and then they do the health talk, and that went fine. And then we started to show our Jesus video, and it had worked the night before. We got it there, we go to put it in, and we notice it's cracked. So we kind of remembered where it had left off, and Rory got up with a Bible and just kind of went through and gave the rest of occurring events that happened up through the crucifixion and did a great job. And so then I got up to preach, and we said, you know, we're just going to go through, try and get through the whole sermon, and what happens, happens. So my sermon was about 6 pages long. I got through about a page and a half of it, and we started to hear a kind of commotion off in the distance. And so my translator stops. We get our other translator up there, and he and Rory go shooting off after this, whatever's going on. And so I just kept on preaching, and then our translator came back, and it seemed to stop. And then it happened, started up again, and they went off, and it happened, and then they came back. And then he said, okay, well, they don't really want you here. Something happened, and the head Christian elders did not tell the Hindu elders that we were coming. And it wasn't that they didn't want us there. It was just they didn't know about it, and that kind of made them mad. So they were just, it was kind of a, just the elders were mad at each other. So we didn't know, and there was lots of yelling and stuff. And it kind of slowly progressed and moved closer and closer to our tent. And then he said, okay, well, we need to close up your sermon now. So we skipped from, the sermon was walking with God. And so we were talking about how reading your Bible, and then we skipped right from there. We're like, so who wants to be baptized? And it starts out with, do you want to pray? If you would like prayer, would you raise your hand? And so I'm still working up to the baptism part, and my translator had to be at least 3 or 4 sentences ahead of me. He wanted to get out of there so badly. They're already raising their hands for prayer, and I haven't even said anything. And it was just amazing because we barely touched through any of our sermon as much. Like, we didn't get to the big parts that we thought they really needed to hear. And they still seem to be extremely touched. So it was really cool to see how it really wasn't our message. God got across what we needed to get across to them. And they understood what we were trying to tell them. And they still came. We had people for baptism and prayer. We got through and prayed for everybody. And by that time, this whole argument, yelling thing had ended up, and it was under our tent. And so we were still praying for people, and they're like, okay, we got to get out of here. So we packed up our things and kind of moved through the crowd and got in our cars, and they ended up getting the whole thing resolved, and it was an experience.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. Okay, so this is our group. Me and Daniel were speakers and for sermon. Allison was in charge of the children's story. Chelsea did the health talk, and Sue and Winnie isn't here, but they're a support group, and Bubba is our technician with all the computer and stuff.
So in every village, we stay there at least 2 days. In the first one, we go around and to all the houses and pray for them. And we went to a village where we were walking down this road, and we saw this at least 2-year-old child tied to this cot. He had a rope tied to his ankle so he wouldn't fall off. We asked its mother why it was tied to it, and she told us that from birth he couldn't walk. So Bob went up to him and prayed for the child. And when he was done praying, we stood him up and he was able to stand. And we believe that if we were to cut the rope that he had tied to his ankle, he would have walked. God still does miracles today. We just need to believe. Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. This is my team. I was the speaker. Nicole was the Bible story. Rachel was the health talks. Mrs. Cool was our team mom. And Mr. Cool in the back was our technician. I'm Christopher, and I was the speaker. Rachel has a few things that she would like to say to y'all.
Okay. We had some really interesting experiences while we were in India, and I know all of my team and everybody else who went would agree with me that India really is probably one of the best things that have ever happened to any of us. And one village that we went to, we actually preached in front of a Hindu temple. That was kind of awkward. But that village, we went walking around and visiting all the people, and they're so giving there. They gave Christopher, like, 5 papayas, and he tried to fit them inside his pockets, so his pockets were, like, out there, and they just kept on giving us food, and we're like, we can't eat this, but they kept on giving it to us, so we had an abundance of food that day that we couldn't eat. As we were walking around, there was this one old lady, and we went up to her house, and she couldn't get up the stairs, so her daughter was helping her up the stairs, and we went in there. Mrs. Cool went in and prayed for her, and apparently she was having some major health issues, like back problems. Everything that could possibly go wrong with you, health-wise, was pretty much happening to her. And so Mrs. Cool went and prayed for her, and then we were all leaving the house, and then I go over to her and hug her, and she just fell into me. It's like she let go of everything, and she just fell, and I hugged her, and when I was done hugging her, she went down and she kissed my feet and was like rubbing my feet and then rubbing it all over her face. And it was weird at first because I was like, oh my goodness, what am I supposed to do? But it was really touching, and it amazes me that, you know, they respect you so much because we don't deserve the amount of respect that they give us. So that was one of the things that really, really touched me. And yeah.
Okay, so this is Danielle, and she did the health, the very exciting health talks. And this is Jessica, she did the children's stories. And Milton Kim's not here. He did all the computer stuff and ran the slideshows and things like that. And Mrs. Kim was the mom, and she kept Milton from killing himself because of us. So my story is kind of a goofy story, but it has a good lesson, I think. Each team spends 2 days at each village, and then we go on to another village. And the second night we're there, we ask if anybody has an interest in being baptized. So the first village we go to, I'm up there second night, and I'm kind of excited. And I do this baptism call, and I said, if there's anybody that would like to be baptized, please come forward. And I'm just sitting there, I'm hoping like this, just standing, nobody comes. And I'm just, okay. And so the pastor, the translator, whispers it to me, everybody in this church has been baptized already. So I'm like, oh, great. So that's a little awkward. So I just kind of end with prayer. I don't really know where to go from there. And so I go home, and I talk to Ryan Coggins. And as many of you know, he's very, very excited about everything. And he had done baptism, did baptism call, and he had some people come forward. And so I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. Cool for him, but why didn't I get any? And so, you know, I'm kind of feeling bad, but it's all right. One more day. So we go to our second village. Second night, I do the same thing. If anybody has a desire to be baptized, please come forward. And I'm just standing there. And you start to hear the crickets outside. And the pastor, new translator, whispers in my ear, everybody in this church has been baptized. I'm like, oh, great. And so I bow my head and have prayer, and then I get home, and of course Coggins says, there's so many baptisms. And by that time, I was like, oh, what am I doing wrong? You know, am I not letting God speak through me? And I'm starting to feel bad and get down on myself. And that night, I just said a short prayer. I didn't really think much of it about it. I just said, Lord, I'm kind of getting discouraged, and blah, 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 amen. And not much, just a simple prayer. I wasn't even really thinking about, like, really just giving everything to him. And then the next day, the next village we go to, I was just, like, feeling it. Like, the villagers were so nice, and it was really awesome. Second day, I asked for the baptism call. And, like, it was one of the smallest churches we went to. And how many people? 17 people? 17 people came up. And it was so exciting because it was like, God's just so awesome. And for me, that was even more exciting because, like, I wasn't expecting anything. And we had more baptisms than most people did in that one night. And so it was like a double blessing for me. And that was really exciting. So.
Okay, I'm going to do the introduction. My name is Caleb Farley, and I was one of the speakers. Ryan Moore was the other speaker, and we'd switch off every other night. And Pastor Elizabeth was kind of floating around all the teams and helping them, and was a positive part of our team, as you probably know. And Mrs. Hill was our team mom. Kayla did the health talks. Pastor Randy was our computer guru. And Josh did the children's stories.
Okay. So it was our last village that we went to. And the day before, we had been really discouraged. Like, the village that we had been at for 2 days, we didn't really get anything. Like, we didn't seem like we got anything out of it, really. And it just really seemed like the devil was really hitting us. And the last village, we decided, you know, we're going to go for this. We're going to let God do everything. And as we were walking through it, we're praying for people at their houses and blessing their house and them. And there was a lady. And so I prayed for her. And I went up to her and with my translator, and she had her sari wrapped around her head. And I said, is there anything you want me to pray for? And, you know, she's like, no, everything's fine. Everything's good. And so I was like, okay. And then the pastor started talking to her. And she just started crying. And I didn't really know what to do. I didn't know if I said something. And he started talking to my translator, and my translator just kind of started backing up a little bit, like really unsure, and she takes her sari off of her face. And I can't really explain to you what I saw. This lady had a sort of cancer on her cheek, and it made the whole half side of her face completely deformed. There was a big hole through her cheek, and it was inside out, and it was really infected and swollen. And I mean, it was to the point where, like, you just cringed looking at it, and you didn't really want to go up to her and touch her. And my translator started backing up and just, like, looking at her in disgust, and she was just, she was bawling. And I didn't know what to do, and I just started crying, and I grabbed her, and I hugged her, and I just started praying. And my translator wasn't even, like, praying with me at first. He ended up coming in and starting to pray, but I prayed the most earnest prayer that I've ever prayed in my entire life. And there's no doubt in my mind that God is answering that prayer in one way or another. And that woman, she didn't come to the meeting that night, but I was talking to my translator, and he said that the pastor had talked to him, and nobody had touched her, had talked to her, had any interaction with her for quite a few months, except for the pastor himself. And, like, it was just a blessing to me to be able to be that person who went and touched her finally and to know that God is doing something.
I wanted to share a quick little bit about actual preaching. And it's a lot easier over there because they don't understand what you're saying. So talking in front of you guys is a little more awkward, but it's a lot of fun. And Ryan Moore and I were talking one night, and we just kind of had the same feelings of you're sitting there on a lawn chair, and the Jesus video is playing, especially the second night, because that's when, you know, Jesus is crucified, he's resurrected. And you're just kind of sitting there, and you're praying for God to speak through you so you can share the good news with these people. And so you're sitting there, and you're just like this slow, like, rise of just, like, adrenaline inside of you. You can just feel this build of positive energy. And when you get up to preach, like, I was talking to Michaela, and it was funny because I was sitting down there, and it's happening again, just to share the good experience that we had. And it's an amazing experience. And I would invite any of you guys who could go on a mission trip to the soup kitchen or to anywhere else in the world. It's an amazing experience. And you've heard how at times it sounds like, you know, we don't know if what we're saying, if the people take it to heart right away. But I kind of developed a word picture of that when we're out there sharing the gospel, we're on a hunt. And I pictured it as we're the hounds going through the forest, and Jesus is on the horse running behind us and everything, and we're chasing these foxes. And what we realize is God doesn't come home from that hunt empty-handed. Either his hounds are going to be blessed or the foxes are going to be blessed. And it's kind of weird, and I talk in weird little word pictures like that, but I just wanted to share how powerful it was for our team. We really bonded, and we'd go into a village, and maybe the people weren't as, friendly or whatever, but we'd always feel blessed ourselves. You know, we'd reflect on the experience that we had, and we were always blessed and encouraged. And so we just want to share that God's not going to be empty-handed.
All right, so my name's Ryan Coggins, and I did all the speaking in the villages. And this is Sarah Steele. She did the health talks, and Stacy Rodriguez did the children's story. And Emily did a few children's stories, but she was kind of there for moral support. And then Susan Robertson was our team mom, and Bruce Farley did our computer and projector and all that stuff. Well, what I'm about to say is, like, I feel that we didn't have any technical difficulties like the other teams did, or we didn't really have any miracles happen that I saw. But I think the biggest miracle was being able to go to India. I feel that God handpicked each one of us to go and be disciples for him. And I just, going there and me being able to speak to the people, like Caleb said, it's really easy. Like, this is nerve-wracking, but they don't know what you're saying. You can mess up and your translator would correct you. And it was just the best experience I've ever had. Like, preaching is so much fun. I know how, like, Pastor Floyd Brzee must feel talking to you guys. It's so much fun. And just feeling the Spirit of Jesus and, like, the Holy Spirit in you is just an amazing thing. And I feel like I was really blessed by this this mission trip, and I feel that each one of us feel the same way, and I'm just thankful. And I thank you guys for your support and your prayers as we went on our trip.
I can assure you, you've all been shortchanged this morning because you didn't get to hear from everyone on the teams. And as Randy alluded to earlier, if you get an opportunity, invite one of these families or some of these kids over to your house, or just stop them after church or at the school or wherever you see them and ask them how their trip to India was. And you will get an earful of how Jesus has worked in their lives and how they've been blessed by that. And I too want to thank you for your generous support of the missions that we've done over in India, and for the support of the kids and for your prayers. It's immeasurable, and we won't know the effects of that until we get to heaven. And I'm looking forward to that, where the people of India will come to the Valley View Church and they'll say, thank you for sending your people. Thank you for sending your support. So I want to thank you too. God bless you.